Well, it's great to be with you on Connoisseur's Corner. I'm Jordan Rich. I get to sit down with such wonderful co-hosts, including Matt Robinson. He of mattsmeals.com, MATTS-MEALS.com, his website. And, you know, coffee shops are opening up all over the place, and there are so many great ones in Boston. You've got news of Ogawa, which, of course, is on Milk Street. Good place for coffee, by the way, where the milk is not too far away. And what is the Ogawa shtick? What's making it so special?
Well, apparently Boston is a sister city to Kyoto, Japan. News to me. But Ogawa is the top coffee place in Japan, and this is their first United States, first international location, actually. It's simple, it's calming, it's beautiful, and the coffee is really, it's really something special. They make their, they have their own single source, consciously harvested coffees with AeroPress, Kalita pour over. I didn't know what either of those things were till I went there. Their baristas were all trained by Haruna Murayama, who is the world's first female world latte art champion.
Now, can you get tea there too? I mean, Japanese.
Tea, matcha. They have sandwiches. They have soup. You can make a meal out of it, but it's just a wonderful, relaxing place to just take a break and have a delicious cup of coffee or tea or whatever, and kind of bring some zen back into your day.
It's called Ogawa. It's on Milk Street, and look for it, and it might just become a trend. And it's all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.